You are with Jill O'Shaughnessy for Afternoons.
Afternoons.
ABC Radio Perth and WA. Oh, darling, just
so if you found yourself in East Perth over the weekend, you may have heard those sounds floating across from a tiny balcony of a multi-storey apartment building. Or perhaps there's been impromptu concerts where people have been adhering to really important social distancing, physical distancing, but still managing to find a way to share their art and lift each other's spirits. The community group in East Perth organised an isolation concert, I think just because many of us are self-isolating or in quarantine at the moment or working in very changed workplaces. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy some live music. So much of what we've seen are the sounds of live music ringing out from balconies in East Perth. Anne-Marie Ferguson is the chairperson of the East Perth Community Group who organised the concert. Hello to you, Anne-Marie. What inspired this?
Oh, good afternoon, Jill. Well, certainly the citizens of Northern Italy and Spain who managed to perform from balconies really gave us the idea, first and foremost, that music can be uplifting and is indeed uplifting during difficult times, but also that despite the lockdown arrangement, they were able to entertain their neighbours, family and friends.
So tell me how it worked for your community, Anne-Marie.
Well, we named the event Sunday Sessions, and about last Thursday, we got together with the apartment managers here in East Perth. And some people may not be aware, but about 90% of the residents in East Perth live in apartments or flats, and some have been in self-isolation for 3 weeks or even up to 6 weeks living in those apartments. And the apartment buildings have closed down the common spaces, the gymnasiums, the swimming pools, the entertainment facilities that are shared for health reasons, but of course it has a mental health impact. So long story short, we spoke with a number of apartment managers, predominantly along Cherris Road and Adelaide Terrace, but also a hotel here in East Perth regarding making balconies available. And we hope to get one or two performers in both prominent parts of East Perth. And in the end, we actually had 10 performers across 8 different apartment buildings. So it was extraordinary.
How fabulous. So what was the response from the community like?
It was most uplifting in a time of bad news to be part of the experience on the balconies, because for the tenants, they all came out, they joined in, they put their lights on as if at a on their phones, as if at an Ed Sheeran concert. Children danced on balconies. Adults danced with one another, in a socially distant sense, that is. Couples.
Of course, yeah.
And the types of performers ranged from guitar vocalists through to Australia's only jazz harpist. A bush folk duo played West Australian apartments, and they really brought the house down there. It was really quite fantastic.
We're talking on ABC Radio Perth and WA. I'm Jill O'Shaughnessy, and our guest is Anne-Marie Ferguson, and she's telling us about this gorgeous concert from the East Perth Community Group that was carried out and at a physically distant in a physically distant environment, but just so uplifting. And can you tell me if there's anything like that happening in your community, singing from balconies, or somehow you've managed to find a way to bring the community together? Let's have another little listen to... the East Perth concert. Just how did you feel listening to that floating out across the air, Anne-Marie?
Well, I really loved it. There was a bit of lovers in the air, a la John Paul Young, and I actually got my groove on to that, Jill.
I'm pleased to hear it, Anne-Marie. I bet you have some moves.
I, I did indeed. On the pool deck at the View Tower on Adelaide Terrace, it will never be quite the same. But, I mean, the other thing, of course, is that most of those musicians are now unemployed. And, you know, with the support of a grant from the City of Perth, we paid the performers who appeared on the balcony. And we hope we'll be able to do, you know, other concerts pending social isolation policy, of course, but certainly the event that we held last Sunday would comply even to today's requirements. So we see it as a start of something that will be ongoing as a mechanism to address the mental health challenges faced by people living in apartments and flats in particular, but also as a mechanism to keep Perth artists gainfully employed.
Yeah, I believe there's other stuff happening around the city along those lines, Anne-Marie.
Oh, fantastic, yes. I think we plan to... Well, we've looked at a number of different things that can be done. One idea that is taking some shape is to actually have balcony aerobics. So there we'll have a funky aerobics teacher teaching us some aerobics moves from the balcony. Also, what we're labelling Sunshine Stretch, so yoga teachers actually giving example. We'll call it yoga light, shall we, for people like me who are perhaps more down on the sofa than downward dog.
Well,
so
indeed.
So that's some ideas we've got brewing to ensure that people feel connected at a time when they might otherwise be literally and emotionally isolated.
Well, Anne-Marie, congratulations on that. It's a wonderful initiative, and I'm sure you've given lots of listeners some fabulous ideas for their own communities. Thank you so much, and good luck with it.
Thank you,
Jill. Lovely to speak with you. Anne-Marie Ferguson. About the East Perth Balcony Concert, so is there something like that that you're doing in your neighbourhood or in your community where you can keep that physical distance that's so important, but still among your neighbours share music or songs or aerobics, which would just be glorious. I would love to hear about it. Our number is 1300 222 720. We're going to head to the UK. I know